This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Race Chaser, the podcast dedicated to the discussion and dissection of
and dissemination.
Oh, yeah, that too. Of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning. Now,
Wow, you sound so clear.
You sound so crisp.
Wow, this is us in the future.
Yes.
Once we figure out how the mics work. We're sorry for the audio quality now, but it gets better. Keep listening.
Truly. Enjoy the show. My name is Alaska. What's yours?
It's Willem. Thank you for asking.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you for worshiping the dolls.
Slay.
Yeah.
Water.
Gay adjectives.
This is episode 2 of season 1.
An amazing episode because it starts out with RuPaul asking them if someone farted.
RuPaul's entrance into the workroom is, did someone just cut the cheese? And literally they're fanning away. It looks like Akasha's fart.
Akasha had a blood fart.
Akasha had that look on her face like she just planted one and fucked up the whole room.
She thought she could slip it out, but
she was proud.
Yeah, too proud.
She's actually...
Oh my gosh. RuPaul's suit, though, is much more bright than the first two suits. This one is the first, like, Ruru suit down, you know?
Yes, we're getting closer to that bold color suit moment, which
choices.
I respect.
Me too. I love a monochromatic tone, and especially in a bold jewel tone.
He looks like he's having such a good time. Like, we have it's frozen on the screen right now, but just even here, like,
he's
looks
frozen
so
in person,
excited.
Too.
This is his huge, like, comeback.
Yeah, it is.
After being, like, out of the spotlight for years, right?
Well, I can't imagine the scrutiny he came under after Brady Bunch with being so famous like that. Like, everybody in every mall probably must have been like, oh, you know, like, Brady Bunch was a mainstream movie, you know?
Yeah.
That's when the straight people started to know him. Like, oh, that's RuPaul.
Yeah.
So, the first challenge has to do with selfies, which we're really good at. But these are on digital cameras, old school.
Can someone make a meme of all the girls just lined up holding digital cameras facing themselves? It's like the birth of the selfie.
It's just giving me like can't hardly wait vibes.
It totally.
Like, Mary that year.
So RuPaul says, make an emotion I'm going to tell you a statement and put your emotion into the selfie. And the gag is, Cher just announced that she's retiring for real. And everyone was like, sad, sad. And then Akasha was like, yeah. And she wins the challenge because she had a twist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah. I tend to think emotions are for ugly people. But that's cool that they did that.
Yeah.
So the mini challenge prize is Angina and Akasha winning. And they get to become team leaders, which is good.
Girl, but that's that thing about the mini challenge. Sometimes it's a double-edged sword. Because, yeah, you're the team captain, but if your team shits the bed, mm-hmm. you're the one.
And even if it didn't, there's always a question in an interview that they say, like, well, how did you feel about so-and-so not picking you for their team? I thought you guys were friends. They
yes.
give you every question like that. I was lucky enough to pick teams at least once, I think.
Yeah.
Picked Princess Dita and Jiggly for a wrestling team, and that was great. I thought we did wonderful. Did you pick teams?
I was in charge. Before I went on Drag Race, Manila Luzon was like, never win the mini challenges. It's a setup. You don't win a prize, and all you do is get extra pressure put on you. So I had that in my head going into season 5. Mm-hmm. But I still, like, I won so many mini challenges. I think I won all of them.
Bitch, try me.
Or a lot.
Out of 7 mini challenges on my season that I was there for, I won 3. And then I won 2 mains. So I'm 2 mains, 3 minis out of 7 or 8 episodes. That's pretty good.
If you count the mini challenges as point system, mm-hmm. on All Stars, we only did them twice and I won both
so
times.
You swept them. You swept the mini challenge basically.
Freak. I love them. There's no pressure and I think I thrive on that. It's just stupid and fun
drag.
And easy. I love it.
Yeah, totally. They get to create these 2 girl groups basically, serving fish in 3D. Even though there were 4 of them, which is, it's a math issue there.
It's a choice.
Yeah. I'm not saying that none of these girls went to DeVry, but...
That's like if we called ourselves the quadruple A girls, but there were only 3 of us.
It's clear they were counting my asshole too then.
That's its own girl. Yeah. It gets its own seat on the plane.
Her rider is insane.
Girl, it really is.
Dressage. The girl groups? Wait, what do they have? They choose their music from 2 CDs and Akasha grabs both. Gosh, she's handsy.
These girls are vicious on this show.
They were part survivor, too, like, scraping by.
Literally. She grabs both.
Angina's in a blazer.
Yes.
And the songs are Say My Name and Independent Women, and one girl in each group needs to be responsible for hair, makeup, outfit, choreography. Like, they dole it out.
Which is unusual and unique to this, because it's the only time they... explicitly mm-hmm. put it that way.
Yeah, usually they ask it, like, well, who's in charge of this when Ru does her walk around, you know?
Right. And usually the team leader is kind of in charge of everything. But this, they were in charge of delegating, you're going to be the makeup mm-hmm. girl. And they had makeup plots and they sketched it out.
They had face charts, girl.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And, like, you're going to make all the outfits. What? That's a lot.
It seems like Akasha was... Akasha and Chanel were both on for makeup responsibilities, and Chanel exceeded, of course, because she was, like, a national Chanel makeup artist. What'd she say? Regional manager or whatever?
I don't know.
Something. She was something big at Chanel Cosmetics, and Akasha likes lip gloss. So
Akasha took the face charts, the MAC face charts, which are gorgeous. She took those face charts, she drew a simple eye and nothing else. And then she handed them to the girls and she literally sat there with her arms folded and she said, get to work, everyone. I told you what to do.
She said, I don't know. Here. It was very that. And Chanel painted all of them herself. She painted all the girls it looked like.
Oh my God.
Because everybody's so brow was very, like, gorgeous Chanel. She could paint.
And she did the Swarovski stones like Cher.
So lovely. Vegas, you know?
Lovely.
See, when I was in charge of my group, they made one of my group members lip sync, and I asked to lip sync for them. And before I
so
even
noble.
Finished, Rue didn't even look at me, and she said, you're going off script, darling. And that's why I said bye and walked off. But they cut out the part about me asking to lip sync for Princess, because I was like, I was team leader, let me lip sync. And it was a good Pink song. I wanted to do it.
Wow.
But they didn't let me. They said, you're going off script, darling.
Destiny turns on a dime.
She didn't even... oh, damn. That was my lip sync. Angina's team is working bomb together. They're good.
This is the thing. Okay, these 2 song choices, can we just go... Say My Name and Independent Women by Destiny's Child. Like... Now we have unlocked the secret as to why this has sat in the vault for so long.
Hello.
Because that is expensive musical choicing.
That's some residual coin right there.
Girl.
You're paying for that for forever.
I think music laws used to be very laissez-faire, and it was like, use anything from the entire company.
Yeah, right?
Now it's like, it changed so much with Napster and with online sales.
LimeWire.
That it's like... Each song is its own thing.
Probably,
now.
Yeah, totally. I wonder if we could find out from somebody there. Would it be weird? It's probably not good to ask that kind of stuff. Never mind. I feel like Tammy right now, left out and misunderstood. She's just there. Whose team would you rather have been on? I would have rather been on Tammy and Akasha's team because then it would have been easier to look good.
Right.
Chanel's team, you really have to work hard. See, that's why I start girl groups.
This is your episode.
Hello. They stole my challenge. I should have been on season 2, yeah.
I would have wanted to be on Gina's team.
Yeah.
She's a good leader.
And all the hair. Ooh, the hair. They had hair.
They put fucking Angina in a wig.
In a wig. They did it.
I lived.
What do you think she pinned it to?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have her as a guest someday.
That would be amazing.
And we can ask her questions.
Do you guys like guests? It's a three-girl act tonight.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Akasha's team doesn't like her at all for this. And that must be brutal to be there and have people that you're assigned to work with that help outcome your fate or whatever, not like you.
But she's being a bad leader. That's why they don't like her.
Yeah, I mean, why does she put them in throne goes? The other team clearly has styled dudes.
By Nina Flowers, who's also kind of a bald queen.
This
so
is true.
She literally jacks all these wigs off the rack.
Mm-hmm.
She jacks them to heaven. And they look really drag.
That's the other ridiculous thing about Akasha in this episode. She won't put on a wig to help BB style it because she doesn't have a face on. She don't have her mug on.
Oh.
Girl, just put the fucking wig on for a second. No, I don't get into all that.
I wonder if she was playing up.
Just being a bitch?
Knowing that it's a TV show, maybe drama can be my ticket to staying here longer.
Oh, she owns up to it. She says she's owning up to being the bitch. You know?
Right.
She's just sitting as, like, team leader and saying what goes. It's crazy.
Tammy's feeling out of place this whole time. And she's actually getting stressed out. And she's feeling like, we don't need this pressure. Why are you giving us a time limit? This isn't how real drag is. Which, I mean...
It is. It's like, girl, let's do this. I don't have an outfit. Well, make something. Girls make something in drag all the time.
Yes.
What are you wearing for the show? I haven't made it yet. You know, a lot of drag queens sew because they do it for dance teams. They do it for, like, their girlfriends. They learn from their moms, whatever. Drag queens sew, and Tammy is not about that life.
Yeah, and she doesn't like being told what to do, I think, in this sort of competitive, like, thing.
Yeah.
She has always been a queen who does her own thing.
Yes.
She has her own unique viewpoint.
Clam happy, baby.
Clam happy. If you dig down deep, you're gonna get a pearl.
I appreciate her. She and I shared an agent in, like, 2002 to, like, 2010. Dragon, like the original OG LA talent. And we would go on auditions, and it would be Kelly Mantle, me, and her. So, like, they had a little bit of everything.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, they knew what they wanted.
I love her. I love her from back in the day. She used to do Holiday Sparkle at Foo Bar
with the Buffon sisters.
I think it was just her, mm-hmm. and it was like her Christmas show. And holiday sparkle and a holiday shine. These are the things when we feel divine.
Aw, Tammy Brown.
She's an icon.
She is. She called RuPaul Tootsie Pop, which I don't know. I was like, you calling him like the candy coating or you want to lick him?
Tootsie Lou.
Oh, yeah. She does use Tootsie more on the daily on average than the average person.
She does.
So Tootsie is in her vernacular.
She also says when she gets picked for the team, she's like, I'm with the black girls.
I love Tammy. But you know who's a judge? Michelle Williams. And that's the...
Girl, yes.
That's the gag because she misses an easy, underhanded joke lob from RuPaul.
RuPaul!
RuPaul!
Hey. RuPaul speaks in references.
He does.
Always. And so... And he likes to set you up, and if you knock it down, nothing pleases him more.
And he just laughs at it. He loves it. Yeah.
Yes.
Entertaining RuPaul was so much fun when I was there. I was like, I made him laugh. Good. I did my job.
Because you're smart, you know references, and that tickles his brain fibers. Mm-hmm. This was... Michelle Williams comes in, says hello to everyone, and RuPaul says... Michelle, can you handle this?
She said, I don't know, maybe.
Which is like, if it was the Snatch Game and that was the response, she would go home, first of all. And definitely. They would play the shade rattle.
And then they'd cut to Ginger saying something.
Yeah. And then RuPaul finishes the line for her. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can handle this. Woo!
Yeah, it's pretty evident that she's not an improv girl.
No, improv is not her strong.
The other Michelle Williams is the actress. That's why, yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them would be too confusing, yeah.
Yeah.
Angina presents complex choreography to her team, and everybody's nervous, but I don't think they had much to worry about, other than her tuck, which Chanel tries to help her with.
Tucking is hard.
It is.
I know you do it every day. You're probably tucked right now.
I'm snatched.
Yeah.
I taped it to my earlobes. It's actually a bilateral.
Perfectly flat.
Tuck.
It's not that sideways Courtney Act Celebrity Big Brother Monster Mash.
I got one on, you know, old KDP? KDP sent me photos of Courtney's tuck from the front and behind when a full rat testicle was out. Because I was going through my phone deleting all my old stuff, and I found this one. I was like, I'm not deleting that.
Was it from CBB UK?
No, it was old from Ohio when she was performing. I'll find it. It's really nasty. She's got a pink panty on, too. Just went out in pink panties on stage. And then her tuck gets all indicative of other things.
Our Patreon members will be able to have access to this photo.
Courtney's tuck, yeah, definitely. It's public image. I'll get the Getty watermark removed.
Was it on a red carpet or did someone upskirt her?
Must have been on stage because it's from under there, yeah.
Oh
definitely.
My god.
But we tried to tuck you and it didn't work. It mm-hmm. was kind of like rolling a dick hill up a small mountain. Look at it.
Oh my god.
I know, right? Hey, you go to our Patreon and look at this. And then scroll one to the left.
Go to OnlyFans.com.
OnlyFlan.com? Because there's flan leaking out of Gilberto's penis?
To be fair, it looks like labia. So...
One left and see it from behind.
Oh my god. Oh, well, that's you trying to get trade. Oh my god!
I know!
Oh my god!
Right?
Okay. Well, she's a fucking straight people celebrity right now, so we can't actually put these pics up.
Yes, we can.
No, we cannot.
Well, y'all can DM me, and then I'll give you my PayPal.
Like,
it's Katy Perry, though. This is a super fan. A super fan took that.
That's why she's allowed to see, and no one else is.
Katy Perry?
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll get her to give us some money. Katy Perry, listen, give us some fucking money.
She provided the pictures.
Well, now she has to pay for a usage fee. They give them only an hour and a half to get ready for the runway. Is that enough for you? What do you normally take?
That's really fast. I think in the early seasons, firstly, they're producing a TV show. Mm-hmm. So that has its own demands. There have to be breaks at this time. The shooting day has to be. It's true, though.
Maybe not for the
contestants.
Students. Oh, okay, yeah.
But for the crew and everything.
Yeah, sure.
And it has to be broken into these divisions, and the day can only be so long. So there are demands. I think now they've figured out how long it takes to do drag, and it's a little more fluid. Mm-hmm. But early, I think they were like, get ready in an hour and a half. Like, that's really fucking fast.
Yeah, I know that whenever on my season that we weren't getting ready, but they're like, you have to be ready by this time. They'd come in and be like, 15 more minutes, actually, because they could see we weren't ready. And we're like, we have to get in drag. You know, it takes whatever time it takes.
Yeah.
I can do mine in 35 minutes. I'm good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back right after this break.
I'll be in drag by the time we get back.
Yeah.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is, okay, it's the girl group challenge, so this is very near and dear to our hearts.
Very.
You've been in more girl groups than there are in this episode, so it's special.
This is true. Yeah.
We have, of course, Merle Ginsburg. We have Santino Rice, the shamelessly outspoken designer. Michelle Williams and Frank Gatson is also there.
Who does all of Beyonce's, like, stuff. He's, like, kind of like artistic director, choreographer, director. Right?
He kind of does all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what an amazing person to sit and have sitting in front of you when you're.
Right? I would treat this as an audition for life. Like, maybe yeah. Beyonce needs a drag queen. Who's she going to call? You know, has Beyonce ever used a drag queen in a video yet?
I don't know.
I know every major other pop artist has, pretty much. Katie does, Rihanna did.
Yeah.
All the
Meghan Trainor? Did she?
I don't know.
All right.
Christina did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. They're serving fish. That's on Gina's group name.
Back then, I had never heard the phrase serving fish. I had you?
I knew about it because a girl called. She said, oh, you're trying to be fish. And I said, what does that mean? She said, it means you look so girly that your pussy smell. And I was like,
oh my God.
Okay, well, that's descriptive and that clearly is what that means and how it's derived. Yeah, a woman.
Right.
Woman, when they're. I smelled it once at a Richard Simmons workout class, and I was like, what is that? And my girlfriend Ingrid was like, I know, did you smell that pussy? And I was like, what?
God.
Because I was saying something about smelling something in class, and when we were on the floor doing the toning part of the workout, and she's like, yeah. I was like, that's what bad pussy smells like? Ooh. So yeah, fish.
So, okay, yeah.
It's also in suck glass, I put it in the dictionary.
Well, yes. No, I think that's where it derived from.
Yeah, definitely.
However, I feel like the conversation about this word has shifted
mm-hmm.
now to, it's sort of like, because it's offensive to women to be like, vagina smells like fish.
Yeah, of course. And it's funny.
And this is not like, this is a thing in the gay community where it's like, we should demystify the vagina and realize that actually it normally smells like nothing or just really nice.
Yeah, it's like, a lot of them have really good pH, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
As long as the pH is good, your climate control is great down there, and then.
Right.
Yeah.
So equating the smell of fish to being a woman or woman-like.
It's misogynist,
is not what
right?
It is misogynist.
Yay, I did it. I got a word.
Yes. And I don't think that's where the conversation's at right now. Oh. I like to use Shangela's description because she does this song called Uptown Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, she's like, honey, if you are fish, you are a woman of the Lord from the ocean. You are a creature from the ocean. You are like the Jesus fish, like the Lord. Like, I think those equations.
Oh my God. Do you want me to get a can off the shelf because you were reaching?
No, it works! You are a fabulous, gorgeous creature rising out of the ocean like Aphrodite on the clamshell. Like,
oh, so now you're already shucked open, too.
Shucked
with
open.
With your hair perfectly curled, not even
curled,
wet.
Curled, yes.
I see it. Okay, well, so, you know, if anyone was that Venus out of the ocean, it would be Chanel. Because she was really amazed at her own self, her progress. True. That earring was good, though.
She literally sat there in the interview chair. This is how you know it's season one. Hold on, I have to burp, I think. Never mind. Okay. She literally sat there in the interview chair and said, I am amazed at myself how well I have executed every aspect of this challenge. Girl.
She did. She was very strongly feeling.
She was milking before milk did it.
She did, though. She did probably be responsible for Anjana and that hair, though.
Right.
If it was her vision. I mean, Nina did the hair, clearly. But she did do amazing.
She did.
Yeah. And but you don't need to say it, bitch.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. And I think it's sort of a pageant thing.
Owning that you're amazing and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And being, like, confident and strong in that way. Mm-hmm. And when you're asked a question in a pageant, your answer has to be, hello, yes, thank you very much. I feel like I have executed every demand that was put upon me. Mm-hmm. And it's very that.
Yeah.
We weren't familiar with Drag Race. We didn't know that it was what it would be like to sit in that interview chair. And
yeah, I knew because I had done a couple, like the restate the question and all that stuff.
But yes.
You never, when they asked me what was the hardest part about a challenge, and I didn't want to say anything hard, so it was just the hardest part was telling people I wasn't going to win. You know, like find a way to make it spin always for yourself. These girls didn't know that yet. They ain't that savvy.
Right.
And now girls be pulling the page all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice. Uh-huh. You know what wasn't nice? 3D.
3D, okay, so the explanation for the name is the D's stand for Dancing Divas in Drag. You could have come up with one more and just make it 4D. So there's four of you, but then it is...
Yeah, I mean, that would be the math there, but I just think...
The quadruple D girls?
I just think...
That sounds like big tits.
It's the, right? It's the fifth harmony, you know? It's like, girls, you know you're on four now, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. I know BB looked good. She had her body out.
She did that face she does at the beginning of the number.
Where she show the bottom teeth and then boop.
It looks like you just took a shit and you're like kind of proud of yourself, but also kind of surprised.
It's so good, you guys. Jade looks good. Jade looks amazing, I think. Tammy's nipple keeps popping out coming to the party.
Oh my god.
It's the worst when it's something strapless don't fit right. Ooh, it's bad.
It had a strap and it still wasn't fitting.
Really?
In her defense, she had to make everyone's outfits.
Yeah, she did.
And she's on Akasha's team, so you know Akasha was not assisting in any way.
Mm-mm. No. Mean.
Mean. Just mean.
Yeah, Akasha's kind of like... Never mind, that shouldn't be said out loud. I'll write it down and pass it to you.
Can we talk about this makeup trend that happened? No, just keep it on that frame.
That eye?
Look at Akasha's eye. This was a trend back then. And this was a trend where you cover the eyebrow, you block out the eyebrow, and you draw on a new eyebrow directly above where that glue block is, flat and straight.
Yeah.
And this was very much a sign of the time. I did this for a minute back years ago. Sharon has done it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more realistic to start an eyebrow more where your real brow starts.
Then
use the arch to go above.
Uh-huh.
That's what I
do the same thing. I use the interior of my brow, and then mm-hmm. the top of the curve of my brow is where the bottom of my drawn brow sits.
Beauty is in millimeters.
Andrea James.
Millimeters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to
that pick. Has been our makeup break.
You're welcome. This is the first time RuPaul says who should be going home. And they get thrown under the bus line. Every reality show has someone at some point in an interview say, I don't want to throw under the bus. But yeah. And this is the first one on Drag Race.
Hallelujah, Angina.
Yeah. Angina, originator.
She's the first one to say hi, and she's the first one to say throw under the bus.
There you go, legends. Legends only. Rebecca said Chanel because she's the most talented. At least she was honest for once.
And then Rebecca's like, I love you. And Chanel's like, I love you too. And then she's like, you're going home, bitch.
Akasha talks back to the judges a lot.
Can I get security?
Michelle, just asking. Carrying. Michelle is carrying the whole time. Now, if you don't know what carrying means it's just like someone who's just carrying.
Extra.
Yeah, extra. Very extraneous. You're just carrying on. Bitch, you carrying.
You could actually play a drinking game at home if you watch this episode. And anytime Michelle Williams goes, you take a drink, right? You will be wasted. Don't drive home.
Michelle Williams is living, clearly thinking that she's a Catwoman. Coming for these. She's not letting none of these queens give her a lick of shade. She is from Houston.
Uh-huh.
It's very that. And I'm sure she has so many drag queen friends.
Yeah.
I bet. I mean, she seems like she knows, and she's not afraid to tell them what's up, and she does, and Akasha don't like that at all. Rolling eyes.
The critiques, Tammy's like, these are not the kind of songs that I normally perform to, so there, that's that. And you're saying that to, like, one of the singers of
the girl
song
that wrote it.
Tammy's a bold-ass bitch.
Yeah, I love Tammy. The other thing that Akasha maybe doesn't like Michelle Williams for is who knows, all those eye rolls and little things from Akasha could have been after Michelle Williams called her a messy man. I'm sorry, you may not have heard that through my laughter. Michelle Williams says, all I see is messy man.
That's the private deliberation after the girls had left the stage.
Oh, you think those girls weren't that far? They had a piece, they had a fitted sheet on a clothesline up as a divider back then. They had no budget.
She said, I just saw a messy man.
No.
That's how you know it's season one. You could never have a judge sit in that chair and say anything like that now.
Never.
No, not even at all.
When we had a basketball player as a judge, when he said to Jiggly, and I like the big fake stomach thing.
Oh my God.
We were like, it's her. No, that's her body.
Oh my
God. We were Gaggenzola.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Gaggenzola McMichaels. It was great. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So good. So good. We were gagged. This definitely is the gag moment when she says, all I see is messy man. It's one of the things we say to each other backstage at clubs to this day.
I just saw a messy man.
Yeah.
Michelle Visage thought that Jinx was wearing a fake, and that was the first one. And it's not because Jinx's nose isn't that huge.
Her contour was so bad.
The way she was contouring it made it look larger and
terrible.
Fake.
Yeah.
Like you painted over the seams of a false nose.
Oh my God. So, I love that the prize for this is a basket of chocolates and sparkling wine.
Yes!
Girl! That's like the worst prize ever. I don't drink and I hate chocolate.
Let's just say they've stepped up the prize game.
What's been your best prize? Because you've won so many on the show.
Oh, I have won so many. They were really great about getting us the prizes for All Stars.
Because they weren't on other seasons, notoriously so.
Well, season 5, something kind of shady happened. I mean, it's my own fault because I took forever in redeeming it.
Uh-huh.
But I finally got around, like, a year later to calling up the Corset Connection where I had won.
My prize from them took forever, too.
Yeah. So I reached out and I was like, I won a prize on your show. I don't really know what it was, but maybe we can talk. And they were like, oh, we're under different management now, but we'll be happy to give you 15% off.
15. Bullshit. Girl!
So I was like, I'm good.
Gagged.
Dallas makes corsets.
Yeah.
That are really good.
Yeah, mine took a minute too, but I got... Like, you should be given something when you leave the show that says, here's a letter, here's a contract at this company for the prize that we said you
That's
won.
That's how they do it now.
Good.
They email you immediately now.
It's nice to see that people are changing and learning and growing. As
yeah.
We all are.
It's a lot of... I mean, you never know. But my favorite prize was LA iWorks. And
oh,
I
you do
won,
work your
like,
glasses.
And I got to go in there and they were so lovely. Like, I really recommend using them because they're incredible.
They did my LASIK.
They do LASIK?
I don't know. Maybe we can be a sponsor though.
No, I'm gonna get LASIK. I need to know your doctor.
Go to my guy, he's great. Okay. So good.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah. the real moments.
We're like, we're not into your podcast at this point.
We're just texting out loud through microphones to
girl,
each other.
Girl, could you text me that LASIK guy,
ooh,
please?
Ooh, Carrion.
Who did your hair lie?
I need to book a consult.
Okay. Who's booger boots? Who's in the bottom? Who's in the top?
Booger boots is Tammy, Akasha.
Yes. Their team got dog walked.
Yeah, and
Angina's
who else was
team,
on it?
What?
Who else was on that team?
It was Tammy, Akasha, it was
Jade.
Bibi Zahara, and,
Jade, I think.
Jade?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That makes sense. So they're told they didn't win.
They're told you were really horrible.
But I think they knew. I knew when I was on a team that didn't win, because we're like, okay, the judges are clearly living for them.
Oh, they lived for the other team, for serving fish.
Oh, they loved it. It's because they had hair. Hair does so much for a drag queen. If you got hair on, ooh, girl.
Yeah.
Hair is so good.
Yes.
You need some hair.
Girl, jacket to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Little Debbie thumb wigs. Tatiana can get away with them, but I have the same wig on in Chowdown, and it does not look the same.
Debbie thumb wig.
Just like a little Debbie thumb, you know? Oh my gosh. Well, you clearly think that the right team won, right?
Oh, most definitely. Angina was a great leader. Chanel really brought it. They did a great job.
Yeah, I think they did. They deserve a break, and so do you. So we'll be back in a second.
Out of all the seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race, there's one contestant who stands out as an icon above all the rest. And that, of course, is
Tammy Brown.
Yes. So this is a segment we like to call
Tammy Tidbits.
Have you broken the dawn?
Have I broken the... Oh, yeah, I've broken the dawn many a days.
What does it mean? Does that mean, like, you stay up till sunrise?
That's what I would say. You stay up to sunrise praying in the morning for God to come, I guess. That was a Christian song, wasn't it?
Was it? Oh, I didn't even listen to the words good enough.
Oh, well, good for you. It was hard to learn that damn song. Slow and boring. And that poor Akasha, she's over there lip syncing for her life. I said, what are you doing?
Well, she probably did it at a brunch. It's a good little brunch song.
Oh, it is terrible. It was terrible.
And you just did that little 1-2 step.
Well, they're lucky they even got that, because that was a retake.
Oh, what'd you do on the first take? You just stood there?
I just stood there and I said, I'm not going to lip sync. It's not appropriate. We're not in a nightclub. I mean, the camera's on me. I mean, if I was in a nightclub, I could act like a puppet, just move my mouth around like it's no big deal. Like, what is it?
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep-sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun. Eat it, too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here I am on TV, and you're doing this to me? Thanks for nothing, RuPaul.
Yeah, it's not what you do. It's not Tammy Brown.
No.
I get it.
You know, and like the last, even on season one of All Stars, he had to get up and go behind the curtain and see the wizard because I beat the skirt off of Lucha's Royale.
Damn. I didn't see that.
You know how it is. And yeah. What I should have done, I should have jumped off that stage and ran back there and told those producers off.
Should have, yeah.
Well,
I said, you did that psychoanalysis test on me? Well, you're going to see the causes now.
Tammy Tidbits.
And we're back.
I think this lip sync is cool because it's like, it's very clear who I think wins.
It's a combination Charlie Hines and Valentina moment.
Oh, wow. Would you rather?
Tammy Brown is the original Charlie Hines Valentina.
Mm-hmm.
She literally says, I didn't learn the song, I don't like the song, and I decided if I fall into the bottom, I'm not doing the song.
I'm gonna do a little 1-2-2-step shuffle.
She just did that Tammy Brown boot scoot scooting around and just smiled her way without lip syncing a word.
Didn't even open to breathe.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of respect that. She made that choice.
Make the choice and be strong with it. Like, don't like pit-pat your penis, Charlie Hyde style.
Right.
And park and bark, you know? That was a pit-pat park and bark.
Yeah.
Definitely.
If she was, like, volunteering to go home and she was like, mm-hmm. I'm done, that's it.
Yeah.
She literally could have just stand there. I'm waiting for the queen to literally just stand perfectly still for 3 minutes.
Oh, like, wow. Well, didn't Raven and Jujubee just cry and not sing and hold each other or something?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I kind of did. What do you mean you heard? You didn't see?
That's one I haven't seen yet because...
Okay, well, stay tuned. Next year, we're going to be doing it.
I was in a car and we were talking about what we were doing at a group show. And they're like, we're doing a Robin song. And I was like, oh, why? Detox usually does that. Always does Robin. And I was like, and the show Detox is here? And they were like, well, we did it too. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I caught Raven saying later, Willem acting like he don't watch the show. Girl, we know you do. And I went in the dressing room and I was like, bitch, I don't watch it that much. I haven't seen them all. And if I'm home on a Monday at that time, I'm watching Intervention. You bitch. So she never liked me from the get. I don't like her. It's fine.
Do you think they can get her as a guest?
No, I don't.
Come on!
No,
I don't think so either, actually.
Yeah, not at all.
Not even a little.
But we have Tammy. Maybe. Tammy will be good.
Planet Tammy. She's very bold, and I think that at this point, you had been there a few days, because mm-hmm. it's episode 2. I think she realized this isn't for me.
She probably couldn't. She's like, I need to smoke. I need to smoke something. Because Tammy's pothead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And besides that, it's like she's also, she doesn't like competition. Tammy, she doesn't like time constraints.
Tammy shines on her own on stage and all these shows that I see that I can't imagine. And a lot of girls act differently once they're taken out of their environment where they usually do drag. Matthew, I remember, said to Detox, he's like, where was this during the show? You know? And she's like, you should have given me a bump, girl. You know? And it was at like the season 5 reunion or premiere and it was fun. And Dee just performed and killed it. And Matthew was like, come on, girl. Just kicking and stuff and carrying. But I think Tammy was definitely a fish out of water in this. She's a great entertainer, but this didn't feature it necessarily. Reality shows don't always feature the entertainment that they're, you know, known for.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know?
And she has such longevity and she is such a star. And I really recommend if you get a chance to see her anytime on stage. Mm-hmm. It is a moment, and it's real, and I love her very much.
I mean, Michelle Williams loves her.
Break the dawn. We break the dawn.
Michelle Williams loves Akasha. She lives. She's crying by the end.
She said, this messy man is doing an amazing job at my song.
She said, I'm going to have you do the illusion like that one queen did Reba back in the 90s when he toured with her. And it was, she's in the balcony. Oh, no, she's on the stage.
Was that Cody Collins?
I think, he did her makeup, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, legend. North Carolina or something.
That's really
epic. Yeah, that's some drag.
Akasha. She did kill the song.
She did. But the costumes, I thought, were great, too, of Tammy Mato. I do want to give her props for her team. Has had good costumes.
Yeah. It was like the gold sort of.
It's a lot to make all those costumes. We didn't have to make that much stuff, but, like, they had sewing help originally. Like, their friends would come with them.
Well, that's rumored, but I have heard from an inside source that they had an staff team to assist with sewing, but only in the sense that they showed you how to use the machine. They didn't manufacture the stuff for you. So Tammy literally made all of those.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I remember Marco was that guy for us on season 4 and I guess season 3. And he specifically told me he remembers teaching me how to use a sewing machine. And I was like, honey, I was so drunk when I filmed that stuff. I don't remember.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't remember big portions of it. Which means I had fun. but the song I didn't. I think the most memorable moment from this episode is just Tammy being Tammy. She's on Planet 9 and everyone else is on Planet 3.
That's true.
Yeah.
God bless
her. But at least she knows.
Yeah.
And wait till the reunion when Tammy comes into her own, you know?
Oh, my God.
She sets fire to the ring. She's the first one. A little clip. She says, this is what I think about you, though.
Yeah.
Reading Michelle down boots. And that's great. I love anytime someone reads Michelle in the right.
Who, Michelle Visage?
Yeah. About the tights on the back of the leg or something. Like a fat, like...
She, that's in All Stars 1. And Tammy says, if you're going to sit up there and talk about me, then you shouldn't have that makeup line around your neck. And I think she was the way it comes out in the show, it looks like she's reading one of the other queens. Mm-hmm. And it's unclear who she's talking about.
Oh, I think she's talking to Michelle.
I think that's who she was talking about. But I've never noticed the makeup line on Michelle Visage.
I haven't either, but maybe that day, the lighting, who knows?
Her paint is lovely.
Her paint's usually very, it's not, what's the word? Not spookable. It's perfect. There's no complaints to it normally. But maybe that day, who knows? But they also do take sound bites and then put them in where they want, you know? Like they had Latrice saying, take off your hat, you balding bitch.
And then they show me. After.
And she said that about Santino.
And it's you, like, adjusting your hat.
I know, from a different episode. We're not even in the same outfits. I was like,
that's Untucked. That's the teaser at the beginning of Untucked. That's
the commercial.
Yeah. It's the teaser of Untucked. So it plays every episode. Take off your hat, you balding bitch. Yeah. And then Will adjusting his hat. And then they chose me,
yeah.
That's funny.
I know, but like...
It's always misleading.
Yeah.
Like, true. We're about to come back from commercial, and we show the judges saying, fuck you, bitch! And then it goes to someone on stage going, who's actually the person who won.
My favorite All-Stars thing is they have this commercial this week is Michelle saying, I think you need to be bigger. And then Trixie goes, really, girl? It's like, I wonder if that was the real... Like, I love it.
It didn't really happen.
I know. They wanted me to get up into this stuff with my husband at the reunion, and they're like, we'd love him to be in the audience. And I said, no, absolutely not. He doesn't want to come. And they cut away to just some random older guy in the audience. And they're like, is this your husband? I was like, no, why? And they're like, this is what they cut to. And I was like, shady to us, but great TV producing, you know? I'll acknowledge that. Good job, guys. That's not my husband.
So if you were here in this episode and you had to do a girl group challenge.
Suck the producer straight away.
Oh my God.
Definitely.
what would you have done for what song would you want to do and what kind of gig?
Say My Name, because Say My Name is more slow and has more opportunity for like distinct movement and easy, because I'm not a good dancer, and you can do a lot of little things with the little dialogues, be funny in between. You can't be funny on Independent Women. And my strong suit is...
No, yeah.
My strong suit, I think, is being same and slinky and funny and, you know, a lot of leg rolls and stuff.
Yeah.
Show the shoes. But I don't think I could do Independent Women. I think that was the harder song for sure.
Definitely.
And that song lost, right?
Yeah,
sure. What song would you have done?
What's the one that we did? Ladies of the Man. I know that wasn't a choice.
It's off this album. It's called Jumpin' Jumpin'. They used to play it in the mall that I worked.
I love that. We did that on the AAA Girls Tour.
Yeah, YouTube it. It's really good.
It's really good.
Do either of you lip sync anymore?
I lip synced this weekend.
You did? What did you lip sync?
Baby Got Back with my new fake silicone ass that I borrowed from Augustetti.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you enjoy lip syncing?
Yeah, me and T.S. Madison did it.
Oh, fierce.
Yeah, T.S. is fierce. We had a lot of fun. It was me, her, and Aja this weekend.
Oh my God.
I lip sync like Mariah, Lynn, or like... old Biggie and Tupac stuff. I did
Mi Vida Loca.
Fuck off. do you still lip sync and get urinated on, or?
Only in my spare time, on stage.
And you're so booked, there's no spare time, really.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't...
Gabe prefers you do dance with somebody while he pisses on you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I respect lip syncing so much more. When I first started drag, I was like, I don't get it. Like, why aren't they singing? Like, what are they doing? This doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've seen some amazingly talented lip sync artists.
Yeah.
And so I have a huge respect for people who can do it. But like, I don't do kicks or splits or cartwheels. I do vocal acrobatics.
You do.
So if I don't have a mic in my hand and if I can't make noises,
you're useless.
I feel really like powerless in that moment. Like mm-hmm. I have nothing to do.
I agree with you. I've seen many girls actually sing live that shouldn't. So that's why I believe in lip syncing. I believe right. in those girls that know from the start I shouldn't be singing.
Right. You know?
So I really respect that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we do now?
Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser. We will be back with our next episode, and that will be we'll be continuing our journey down the memory lane of RuPaul's Drag Race. Thank you for joining us. My name's Alaska,
and I'm Willem. Do your homework for next week. Watch episode 3.
Oh, God! I just saw a messy man.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever!
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast. Dog.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Sound designed by Mike Malarkey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, which is available on iTunes.
Or wherever fine music is sold.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.